T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back to the MFers. By the way, this hour brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. What the hell are you doing over there for
you? You know, if you want to know what I would love for a Christmas gift.
What would that be?
A new, nice pair of headphones.
What for Ben Volen?
Didn't you just, you have beautiful Bose headphones.
Yeah, but those are like for, there's not for the, I don't use them for the radio. We use them, the little earbuds. I can't use them. There's no wire. How are we going to connect?
I thought they were wire like those. No?
No, I don't have those. I have the earbuds.
Oh, well, there you go. Well,
that's what I use when I want to, you know, focus me. If you're looking for,
when you're going for a jog?
Yeah. When I go jogging, my fat ass. I couldn't jog around the block.
Oh, my God. All right, so the Boston Celtics have sort of right the ship here a little bit.
Playing better
basketball. Well, listen, I think, defensively, as we mentioned, since, you know, it's amazing how everything changed for this team. You know, they're sitting there 10-8 right now. Since that collapse in the fourth quarter against the Chicago Bulls. And, of course, Marcus Smart after the game calling out the 2Js saying that they don't like to pass. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, since then, it hasn't been perfect. Don't get me wrong. You know, but they've played, I think, number one in the league in defense.
Yeah.
As you said, defense, to us, it's always been about effort, right?
Yeah, and they didn't have any of that last year.
No, none of it.
They were terrible. And it was all effort.
So, 8-3, I think, in their last 11. They've now won 3 straight. Lakers, Thunder, and then they beat the Rockets, who are just an awful basketball team. But Tim Botemps of the ESPN, he spoke to a lot of different guys. One NBA exec, I can't believe this whole era for them hasn't really worked. They're stuck in neutral, and they're maybe they're going backwards. So this first one, we kind of, you know, the whole era for them hasn't really worked. And I'm curious, like, is the era over? Like,
yes.
Is the window over?
Yes.
Like, it's closed?
Yes, it has.
So the era he's talking about is the team that Danny tried to build.
No, he
didn't work.
He did. He actually, I would say I give him mad props for successfully building, like doing almost the unthinkable, like what he was able to do. Go back and look at that 2017-2018 roster.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I thought when the window was open at its widest. And Danny had managed the cap. He had managed all those draft picks. He had picked the right players. He had gotten the right free agents to agree to sign here. I know they gave him a lot of money, but still, it worked. He managed trades perfectly. So that starting lineup, think about your starting lineup would have been Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford. You had Marcus Smart on that team.
Jaylen Brown.
You had Jaylen Brown was going into his
second. Because Tatum was a rookie.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown was a rookie. No, that was reversed.
Yeah, Tatum was a rookie.
Tatum was a rookie, and Jaylen Brown just finished his first
year. Jaylen Brown to take a big step. Tatum's a rookie. Let's see what he is. But next thing you know, boom, he's playing all
Yeah, but you also had Terry Rozier on that team. You also had Marcus Morris on that team. You had, not only did you have a great starting five.
Jeff Tice?
You had, no, Aaron Baines.
Oh, Baines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
but you had an unbelievable bench.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a great roster. The first game, Gordon Hayward blows his ankle out, and that is the end of it. That's when it all ended. For all the work, all the effort, all the time, and all the money, it all really comes down to Gordon Hayward destroying his ankle in the first game of the regular season. That's when the window was. Because all these other, you know, NFL execs, former scouts, whatever you want to call it, they're going, oh, huh, what is it? Like, when's this era going to start? No, dude, they missed it. They missed it.
Well, I think in the NBA, you know, and your team, like the Lakers, where, you know, LeBron doesn't decide to go or some other great superstar doesn't decide to go, you had to do kind of what Danny did. And I would agree. Back then, it was like he took a shot, and it just didn't work. You know, he took a shot.
But no, it didn't work because it didn't work because if he did a bad job, he did an excellent job.
We have no idea what Hayward would have been like. You know, and then, you know, Tatum might have been like just off the bench as the seventh, eighth guy, you know, instead of getting all those minutes. And obviously that helped him.
It changed everything.
It did. It changed everything. But I just, you know, as far as it being over and is it going backwards, I don't know. So there was a few, another executive, I think he described this 2020 Celtics team to a T. He says the Celtics the last couple years have had a few really good players and too many roster spots dedicated to players they drafted who aren't good enough. Does that just define last year's ball club? Like to a perfect T? When you said Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Kemba Walker, who can't play on, you know, back-to-back, Smart, and their entire bench was the last couple years of a draft. And it kept, oh, Pritchard will help you. Nesmith will help you. Mm-mm. Yeah, because you needed Mm-mm. it. You know, Ogilvy, Grant Williams. It was just the point guards, Waters? I forget some of these guys.
Traymont
Waters, and some of those. It was just like, God, like that describes it to a T. That's an executive. To a T. You know, then another Western Conference scout, Jaylen and Jason aren't making anyone better. I put it on them. I don't think we've talked about
that's
that.
That's been a criticism, and fair, I would say, because that really is ultimately the next step. And then how do you get to the next step? Well, okay, you've won all the awards, you've showed up at all the, you know, the big time parties, you've gone to the All-Star game, you entered the 3-point contest, and oh, by the way, you got a big giant long-term contract with a lot of money. Usually, that's when it should flip. Because really, now you've accomplished everything. Now, the one thing that you haven't done is win a championship. So how do you do that? You got to change the way you play. You got to change the way you think. So, and we've been talking about that. We everybody knows that they're both really good players. How do they make the other guys better? How do they Tom Brady it up? How do they turn average players into great players? Great players into all-stars. All-stars into Hall of Famers. That is what you want.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if you heard Paul Pierce the other day on that telecast, and they were talking about this, and he was saying, you know, early in his career, it was hard to drive to the basket, kick out to a guy that you knew was going to miss the shot. You know, and it wasn't until he was, you know, around Ray Allen's, Eddie House, these types of guys, when the talent around him, when they put shooters around him, he was more comfortable with it. Like, it actually helped his game. He was looking to do it more because he had confidence that if he did it, he wasn't kicking it out to Marcus Smart or Grant Williams, you know what I mean, or Semi Ojeleye over the years. So it's just like, so I agree with that part of it. This was from the Eastern Conference exec. And again, the last one about the Jasons and Jaylen and Jason not making anybody better was a Western Conference scout. This is an Eastern Conference executive. Those two guys, okay, they've looked like players that legitimately don't enjoy each other's success. And it's been like that for years. The fact is it's still rearing its head, and it's not surprising in that regard. Jeff Goodman, once when we had him on, took a lot of heat because, you know, he took it a step further and said they're not best friends off the court. You know, and to me there's a difference between being best friends and being friends. You know what I mean? And it's, but the main part he was saying was like these two, they look like there's a disconnect when they're on the court. And they look like they have never played together ever before. You know, and there's an exec sitting there saying, yeah, they look like they don't even enjoy each other's success. So in other words, like Tatum is going off and Jaylen's just sort of, huh. Now Jaylen goes off and Tatum's
going through
like,
the motions almost.
You know what I mean? But it's sort of like your turn, my turn basketball. Like you go off for a little bit, I go off for a little bit. Like we got to make sure we both get ours in a win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess that's
still a question about these two players.
You're
together.
Right. I always felt like, you know, unless they, you know, got the right person to kind of, I guess, you know, be the middleman in this negotiation, right? Where it was just felt like it was a different, but, and I don't know if they do. In the end, I think ultimately they'll both be better off without the other person on the team.
Well, it is interesting because you see Tatum the last few games, some assists are up and rebounds are up. But Botemps writes in there how the assist numbers have actually dropped. So like last year, we were talking in the offseason saying, okay, they need to make everybody better. You know, they need to spread the ball out and whatever and help everybody else. Well, Tatum's assists have gone from 4-3 to 3-5. And Brown has gone from 3-4 to 2-5. So they've both gone down almost an assist a game. And then people, you know, the potential assists. Now, Tyler, correct me if I'm wrong. When I see potential assists, it's almost like it takes out the variable of guys just missing shots. It's just like this would have been an assist if the guy hit the shot.
If the guy was a good shooter?
Correct. Like if Tatum dishes it to Romeo Langford, wide open right wing
corner
shot, he bricks it, but it's a wide open shot that's a great play by Tatum that does not go down
so
as an assist.
That's a potential assist.
Potential assist it is, correct.
Okay, so okay,
he's doing his job. The other guy isn't doing his.
The defense of me saying that right now, there's a Celtics green team out there screaming and yelling that, well, you can't get a lot of assists. Assists go down when you guys can't shoot. Well, potential assists have actually dropped as well. For these guys, like Brown went from 5'4 last year to 4'7. You know, Tatum went from 8'1 to 7.6. So it's not like these guys are shooting worse than last year and the potential assists are there. They're just not hitting shots. Even those are down. So they're not exactly doing anything that they thought that they said that they were going to do. You know, as far as making guys better, making the right decisions and kicking it out to the open man, that's actually gone down this year. Probably the worst comment here from an Eastern Conference assistant coach. You tell me what you think of this one. Jason Tatum is about Jason Tatum. Mm. I don't think he cares about winning now. And if he does, it's on his terms. He doesn't want to score 15 and win. He wants to score 39 and win.
I'll take that, too. I'll take 39 and win.
Isn't that a crushing description of your superstar, your foundational player?
Yep.
Jason Tatum is about Jason Tatum. I don't think he cares about winning now. He doesn't want to score 15 and win. He wants to score 39 and win. And unfortunately, I kind of agree with this assistant coach.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. It's hard.
Because when we've seen him score, you know, whatever, bad night, podium, team wins, sounds like someone kicked his dog. He sounds like Brady, the most miserable 8-0 quarterback in the league.
Well, I mean, listen, they were winning and he was just struggling personally. So I understand the mood where you can't get out of your own way, so it's hard for you to just feel happy in general. So, I just don't think it's going to change. I don't think it's going to change. And when I think about it, I go, so how Al Horford was brought in here for an obvious reason, and he's actually been playing great. How long is that going to last?
Forever.
You
what
think?
Do you mean? He's fantastic.
No, just the overall. Why is old I Al? Feel like Al was brought in as a stopgap. So you're talking about this era. When's this era going to start? Like, when is the window going to reopen again? Is it open now? Is Al part of that new era? Or is Al just passing through? To me, he's just passing through.
I think he's passing through.
Yeah, so now what?
I mean, he's not going to be here for the next... When is this window open?
Sure.
I mean, everybody keeps waiting for this thing, and they say, okay, wait to see what these guys are like in 3 or 4 years. Okay. And if there's another contract for both of these guys, and they're here for 8 more years, that window might be 3 or 4 years from now, or 2 or 3 years from now. We'll see what the rest of the roster looks like. Al's not going to be part of that. I mean, he's 35 years old. He's not going to be part of that.
No.
But he's been outstanding right now. He's actually been just as good. I might say he's even better right now than he was when he first showed up. And everybody was telling me how great he is.
Yeah.
He's actually better right now, I think.
So much better that he got a new nickname.
He's not shooting threes. He got a new nickname. Wise Old Al.
Wise Old Al.
There might be an argument the window starts next year because Kyrie might be leaving the Nets, who was a big roadblock for the Celtics to get through in the Eastern Conference. And now Giannis is talking about new challenges outside of the Milwaukee market. So if he leaves Milwaukee, Kyrie leaves, you know, the Brooklyn Nets, the Boston Celtics are in a prime position to take these two stars, build on it.
Oh,
Al's contract is only
Kyrie
half guaranteed
Irving is never
next year.
It's about
back,
who
Tyler.
The third guy is they bring in, correct?
Correct, and that would be the third slot that Brad Stevens has been holding on to for next offseason.
Yes.
So if you get that third star, the stars are aligning for 2022 to be that first year the window is open.
Yeah, so if your window opens in 2022 and you go, 23, 24, 25, and you hope it kind of continues, Al's not part of that, is he?
No.
Not. You're replacing him for a $5 million backup big with Robert Williams playing 30 minutes a game.
I feel like you're smoking something early over there. Like, you just mentioned Kyrie Irving returning.
No, I'm saying Kyrie leaving the Brooklyn Nets
would make
the Brooklyn Nets not as good. He probably goes out west, you know, to LA Clippers or somewhere out there.
So the competition is not nearly as tough. It has nothing to do with you gaining better players. It's like you're just going to be a little bit older, and the competition won't be as hard.
It's kind of both, Christian, because I would say the Celtics, like right now, Josh Richardson, not a part of their long-term plans. Al Horford, not a part of their long-term plans. Dennis Schroeder is going to cash in this offseason.
He's not part of long-term
plans. He is
plans.
Not coming back. So you do have some major holes. The third star, I think, might be the easiest thing to fill in, but then the rest of the team from there in this offseason is the biggest question. That a first-year guy like Brad Stevens, I don't know if he's capable of doing that, but if he does it well, this team can compete for a title next year.
I'm a no. I'm a
wait,
no.
Wait, we'll see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.